الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. One person went to the market and he found in that market an ointment from the reputed company of the world. This ointment has the very special purpose ointment for the cure of cut wound and burn wound. He bought this ointment and came to his house and told her wife, I have bought a very special ointment from the market for the cut wound and burned wound. So she asked, what do you want to do? He said, I want to check it and I want to test it. I understand and I know the company is very reputed and famous in the world, but I want to check the quality of this ointment. She said, what do you want to do? He said, I want you to cut your finger. What she will say? I have not come here for free. You check your on your own. You cut your finger or you burn your finger. I am not here for free. My Sheikh and my teacher mentioned this example and he said, have you ever seen a person who checked the quality or who checked this ointment by cutting his finger and after he will apply the ointment? Have you ever seen this type of person in the world? So my Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh said, don't ever check the quality, the result of tawbah, the result of repentance. Nobody will cut his finger that I will apply the ointment after that. Nobody will cut the finger. So my Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh said, don't commit sin. Don't commit sin that I will make tawbah after that. I will make tawbah and I will do tawbah, I will do repentance after that. On the basis of tawbah, on the basis of repentance, don't do sin, don't commit sin. My Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh mentioned this example. And nobody will do that. So my Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh taught us that tawbah, Marumi Rahmatullah Alayh mentioned in his book that markabe tawbah ajaib markabast. Vessel of tawbah is very amazing amazing vessel. How? Ta falak tazat bayak lehza ze past. This vessel takes his passenger from the very bottom of the earth in a movement to the upper level, higher level of the sky. When a person do repentance and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the very moment he gets the reward of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one more thing, my Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh mentioned that kisi gunahgar ki mat tahqeer kar ae zahide nada. Don't hate with any sinner in the world that I am doing worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am going to tabligh, I am alim, I am hafiz, Allah ta'ala gave me the opportunity to do good deeds. On the basis of good deeds, never ever appreciate ourselves. And don't think that the sinner, and don't hate any sinner. Why? In the other sentence he mentioned that ke uske aansuon par falak bhi rota rehta hai. When a person, a sinner who makes tawbah and who cries for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving his sin, by the crying of this sinner, also the sky also cry. And when he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness, at the very moment Allah ta'ala do forgive the person who asked for the forgiveness. But remember one thing, that when we want to make tawbah and we ask for tawbah, there are four conditions of tawbah, which Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayh has mentioned in his very famous book, The Sharah of Muslim, Sahih Muslim. There are four conditions of repentance. It means that the person who want to make repentance and who want to make tawbah, how he should ask for the tawbah, what he should do for tawbah. And remember one thing, that a person, a Muslim person who want to be the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who want his iman on the level of perfection, he want to make his iman perfect, then the very first step he has to do is to do tawbah. The tawbah is the very first step of the journey of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it means the person, he wants to attain the love, attain the perfection of Islam and attain the perfection of Iman. The very first step he has to do is to do tawbah. There are four conditions of tawbah, what Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned. Number one, أَنْ يَقْلَعَ عَنِ الْمَعَصِيَةِ. The hadith I recited in khutbah, Sarwar-e Alam Janab-e Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has narrated that كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّى. Every son of Adam alayhi salam is sinner, is full of sin. But in these sinners, khairul khatta'in at-tawwabun, those sinners are good who makes tawbah. And how are we have to make tawbah? We have to apply four conditions. Number one, أَن يَقْلَعَنِ الْمَعَصِيَا. First, we must be run away from the sin. We should leave the sin. My Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh mentioned this condition that we are looking at the beauty and the beauty on the streets, and at the same time we are making tawbah. Subhanallah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Look, Maulana Sahab, one person in the Baytullah told my Shaykh that, look Maulana Sahab, here how the women are in without parda, they are without parda, they are without hijab. Look, Maulana Sahab, look. My Shaykh said, you are looking at the haram, or also offering me to look at them. And one person in Kaaba Sharif told my Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh that, look, Maulana Sahab, these Indonesian women are in a white hijab, their color is also white. How much noor they have on their face. My Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh said to him that, here you come to look the noor of Kaaba or to look the noor upon these women? Why you have come here? So my man Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh mentioned that if you look at the women and at the same time you will make tawbah, this tawbah will not be accepted. This is the very first condition, that we must lower our gazes. That is the first condition. So we must be away from the sin. The second condition of tawbah is narrated by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, one of the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At-tawbatu hiya nadama. Tawbah is basically a feeling of guilt. And what is nadama? Wa-nadamatu hiya ta'allumul qalb. Guilt is that, it's like a thorn. When it pricks, just like it pricks on the finger, and the head of the thorn, it's kept in the finger, and the remaining thorns comes out. So the head of the thorn, it teases every time. The same thing like that, when a person commits the sin, and after that, he feels that, what I did? I displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This feeling of guilt is basically a tawbah, as narrated by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an. That is the second condition. A person must have guilt. He should not say, oh, no problem, it's okay, everything is okay, nothing will happen. No, there must be a guilt. What I did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me so much bounties and so much blessings. Person must be grateful, and he think that what I did with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the second condition. And the third condition is that أَنْ يَعْزِمَ عَزْمًا جَازِمًا أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَىٰ مِثْلِهَا أَبَدًا. The third condition is that there is a intense intention that I will not repeat the same after that. What I did, I will not repeat the same. There must be an intention. And intention must be intense intention, great intention, that I will not repeat this action again. But at the same time, my Shaykh Rahmatullah mentioned that Shaitan will whisper in the ear and he will say, "Oh Maulana Sahab, oh Sufi Sahab, you made Tawbah so many times, but you broke your Tawbah yourself. And I will see you. I will see you. I will see you. You will again break your Tawbah." Hazrat Wala, my Shaykh Rahmatullah mentioned that when Shaitan whisper in your ear that you will break your Tawbah, don't intend to break your Tawbah. Yani ye irada mat karo ke main Tawbah todunga. Don't intend, you must not have intention that I will break Tawbah. I will break Tawbah. There must be no intention that I will break Tawbah. And although the Tawbah will break after that, but the person must not have intention that I will break myself. The journey of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an example like a slippery way, slippery flow, wet flow. At the wet floor, what a person, how he walks. He walks with very carefully, walks on the wet floor. The same thing, the person must be very careful that on the love, on the journey, on the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he pass on the journey of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with great care. Na koi raah pa jaye, na koi ghair aa jaye. Na koi raah pa jaye, na koi ghair aa jaye. Harim-e dil ka ahmad apne hardam paasba rehna. At every moment, you must take care of your house. That house is basically house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't allow anybody even to pass from here. Don't allow anybody even to just pass from here. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to wait for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come in our heart. How? We should break our heart by not committing sin and by destroying our desires, haram desires. That desire, if we practice upon these desires, this will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we will stop ourselves from doing that, from not acting upon these desires, it will break our heart. And this broken heart is basically the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And عِنْدَ الْمُنْكَسِرَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ I do live in the broken heart. The third condition is that a person must not have intention that I will break Tawbah. Although, after that, the Tawbah break again. But one question arises here that so many times I made Tawbah, and after every Tawbah, Tawbah is broke. It means that my Tawbah was not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very common example, my Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi said that we made wuzu for Fajr, for Zuhar, Asr and Maghrib and Isha. And with this wuzu, with that wuzu, we prayed Salah. And after that wuzu, the wuzu was broken. And after the breaking of wuzu, should we have to repeat the salah? Should we? No. But for the new salah, or for reciting the Quran, we must have wuzu. Another wuzu, the new one. In the same manner, when we made tawbah from the sins, that sin, that tawbah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is accepted. with these conditions. And after that, tawbah is break again, so we should make new tawbah. We should make new tawbah. That is the third condition. And the fourth condition is that, fourth one is that, if we have some rights of somebody, whether it is wealth, it is related to wealth, or we did backbite of somebody and broke the heart of somebody, we ask for forgiveness, please make maaf me. And if there is a right related to the wealth, we should return. And my Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that this situation in a way that a person found iPhone 6 in the ablution area. He put this iPhone in his pocket and come to the masjid, pray two rakah salah. And after salah, he was crying while dua, "Oh Allah, forgive me. I steal the iPhone of somebody. Oh Allah, Allah, please forgive me, Allah. But Allah, I like this phone. I will not return this phone. Please forgive me my action, my this deed, this bad deed. Please forgive me. But I will not return this one because I like it." In this way, tawbah will not be accepted. So, if there is a right of wealth, we must return. Whether it is related to debt, or whether qarz, whether it is related to inheritance, virasat, and so on. So that is the four conditions of repentance and the four conditions of tawbah. When a person will make tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah ta'ala loves those who make tawbah. Subhanallah. So by making tawbah, Allah ta'ala will make us His lover, inshallah ta'ala. So my brothers and my elders, my respected Muslim brothers, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make tawbah. And tawbah is the very first step on the journey of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice upon these advices. To myself, I am also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the opportunity to practice upon these advices. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ashabi wa barik wa sallim. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم لا تخزنا فإنك بنا عالم ولا تعذبنا فإنك علينا قادر اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا ربنا تقبل منا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.